said to me the other day, I love you, Nathan, warts and all. And I thought, I haven't fucking got any warts. I'm not the Gruffalo. And they said, well, it's figurative, isn't it? I love you and your figurative warts. What you mean is then that you love me despite the disgusting things about me? And she said, well, yeah, I wouldn't say disgusting. And I said, well, that's what you mean when you say warts, isn't it? When you say warts, they're disgusting, aren't they? She said, they're not disgusting. Warts aren't disgusting. I was like, the point of the expression is these are the things I don't like about you, but I love you anyway. And she said, yeah. And I said, well, that's very disappointing, isn't it? Because I don't want warts. You know, I'd rather have an actual wart than a figurative wart. Because I think I'm quite cool, actually. There's really nothing about me that you should find disgusting. I mean, some men fart in front of their partners. That's disgusting. I haven't farted since the mid-80s. They are dirty. They have warts. I'm incredible, to be honest. I have a body totally free of figurative and actual warts, apart from the occasional, you know, pile I get on my anus. But you're not going to notice that, are you? Unless you're licking my anus under a bright light. So you know what? Do one. I don't want your love, warts and all. I want someone who says I love you and you have no warts, Nathan. That's what I'm looking for. In short, I just want someone to love me for me. Does that make me such a bad person? A person that thinks I'm perfect? If that makes me a prick, that is my only wart.